Morning, everybody. We are on Tess Amud Beis. We're discussing the moving of the ladders, if you remember. Oh, no. We mentioned in the Mishnah moving of the ladders, right? We're going to bring Kamashitos of the Tanoim vis-a-vis the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding the moving of a ladder. Now, if you remember, the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says you cannot move the ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote, but you could tilt it from one window to another window within the dovecote. And Beis Hillel says it is permissible. Okay? So it sounds like, once again, Beis Hillel is Mekel and Beis Shammai is Machmir. We're going to spend a lot of time on that piece towards the end of the daf. Masnisin, our Mishnah that says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are arguing about moving a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote, Deloi ki hai tana, is not like the following Tana. Disanya, we learned in a brisa. Amr b'shem ben Elazar, it's my father's name. Ma'idim b'sham b'tzil shemalichin asasulam b'shovich l'shovich. They agree that you're allowed to move the ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote, and there was no gzera on the tiltal of moving a ladder on yantif because you need it for simchas yantif. What was the argument then? Good morning. Loi nechluku el hachsir. The only discrepancy, this argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was in the return of the ladder. She Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, "Ei machzir," and you can't return it, because you know what is not needed for the return of the ladder? It is not part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev. Why is it not part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev returning the ladder? Because what do you already have already? You already have gotten, received the bird from the place, right? Why do you move the ladder? Here's one dovecote, here's another dovecote. So, I don't like the chickens here, I like the chickens here, the birds there, right? So I need to shecht it. So I move the ladder from year to year. I go, I climb, I get my bird, and now I have to shecht it for the purpose of Yom Tov. Putting it back is just so you have it back. There's no longer a necessity of Yom Tov. So since this ladder is now muktzeh, which it was the whole time, Simchas Yom Tov overrides the muktzeh. Says Beis Shammai, I can't return it. Okay? So what do we say? That El Lahachzir Shebei Shammai Mei Machziru Beis Hillel Mei No, Af Machzirin on Yom Tov, because according to them, there's no Isra muktzeh whatsoever on the ladder, because it's klar, it's for the purpose of the Shoivich. So we have Machlekes, according to this Braisa, the Machlekes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is limited to the return, but to move it there in the first place, it is permissible. The Braisa then adds, Amr of Yehuda Bamed, Var Mamurim, when do we say such a thing that the Sulam is permissible to move both according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel even to return? That's only with a specific ladder, Besulam Shel Shoivich. That's with a ladder for a dove coat. Aval Besulam Shel Aliyah. Let's say you have a ladder that is for the purpose of fixing a roof. In that case, Call Osir. It is Osir to move that one from even dovecote to a dovecote. You know why? We said this the other day. Because people are going to think that you're moving it for what? You're going to be moving it for the fixing of the roof. And could you fix a roof on Yom Tov? Zecher nisht. Right? Because that's a problem of shtickle bona. Okay. Now, the Bryson now brings another machlokas tanoim vis-a-vis a sulam. And this is a machlokas within the world of Rebbe Dosa. Okay, Rabbi Daisa Omer Mateu, one is allowed to literally tilt, Jack, yeah? You're allowed to tilt, what? Mechalon lechalon, from one window to another window, right? Within the same nest, right? But not from one window to, you could do it from mechalon from one chalon, but not within the same shovich, but you can't carry it. Right? Tilting is always allowed. You know why tilting is always allowed? Because when it comes to muksa, underrated. What's the isra of muksa? The isra of muksa is you could touch that which is muksa, but you can't move that which is muksa. But if you want to move it, you know, you do it. You do it with this, what's called the tiltal minatzad. You do it in a shinoi type of fashion. So here, he's articulating again, you could tilt it, but you can't carry it from one point to the other. Okay, let's read that again. Rabdosi Amir Mateo Mechalo Mechalon, right? But you can't move it. Af medadim bo, you're even allowed to move it by the legs of the ladder slightly until it reaches the second one, which is a little bit more than tilting. Okay, the Gemara brings a maisa vis-a-vis the moving of the sulam. Okay, remember, sulam is not just a summer camp. Bnei Reb Chiya, the children of Reb Chiya, they were Chizkiah and Yehuda, Nafik Lekriyah, so they went out to the villages to check out their fields. Ki Asa, when they came back, Their father said to them, "Klum Maisa Baliyadchem." Did something? Did a shayla come to you? Halacha Lamaisa. Amrulo. Yeah. Sulam Baliyadenu. The sulam, the case of the ladder, came to us. The people asked the ladder to move it from one shovech to another shovech on Yantiv. Vihitarnu, and we allowed them to move it from one dove coat to another dove. Amrulahem. So Reb Chiya says to his children, "Tzu, go back and tell them v'isru mashi tarta." And retract what you told them. It's also to move the ladder of a attic, not of a shoivich. So what's going on? What's this whole discussion? Right? What do the children of Bechiah think and what did Bechiah say? Push it aside. So let's see. In Husavre, they held, the children of Bechiah says, Midika Amar Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda just said moments ago that what? Besulam shel aliyah lo pligi, when it came to a sulam of an aliyah, that of an attic, there's no machlokas beis sham beis hill. They all agree that it's asher to move michlal. That who was the one who ashers it? Specifically Rabbi Yehuda. So they think if Rabbi Yehuda is the one who ashers it by a sulam shel aliyah, that means there are those who permit it. Namely, the Tanakhama suffer pligi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he comes to argue on Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who's the first Tana that we learned, that he says you can move the ladder from point A to point B. And they held that Beis Shem Beis Hillel was speaking about a sulam shel aliyah. That vis-a-vis the sulam for shovech, they both agree that it is permissible. And returning it, there's where Beis Shem says it's awesome. Right? In other words, if you go through the two brises we had before, we had Amr of Yehuda b'med v'ramamurim b'sulam shel shoivich aval b'sulam shel aliyah divrei akol aser. So what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to say? By a sulam shel aliyah it's aser, but by a sulam shel shoivich itaka would be mutter. So they thought it would be mutter. V'lohi, that's not true. When Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say that it's aser, he wasn't responding to the Tanakhama who says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda time it the Tanakhama come afresh. All Rabbi Yehuda was coming to do was not coming to argue on the Tanakhama, but rather he was coming to explain the Tanakhama. I'm emphasizing those two words, right? Very often you have an initial Tana, and then you have what's called the Bemed Dvar Mamurim. So the Bemed Dvar Mamurim, is it coming to argue, or is it coming to what we would use in the terms qualify? Qualify means limit. And they're coming to qualify, in this case, they're coming to explain. And therefore, they paskined erroneously. They thought we paskined like the Tanakhama, who Rabbi Yehuda argues. And they learned that the Tanakhama was saying you're allowed to move a ladder from point A to point B because Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Aser. And since Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Aser, the Tanakhama says Mutter. But in fact, Rabbi Yehuda was not coming to argue on the Tanakhama, and coming to explain the Tanakhama. And he's explaining when the Tanakhama says that is in fact Aser. Okay. Says the Gemara, the opinion of Rabbi Chiya, right, the children explained, Velohi. This is not an explanation of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, I read that right. Mimai. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda was coming to explain the opinion of the Tanakhama, not argue on him? So the Gemara says, Mi diktani, since it says in the Tanakhama, within Rabbi Shem Elazar, it says, Molichen es asulam mishovech l'choshovech. He says, you're allowed to taka move it from one shoivech, from one dovko to another dovko. Now, v'isalka daitech, if it comes on your head, besulam shel aliyah pligi, that the machlekes beis sham beis hillel is arguing about a sulam shel aliyah, and everybody agrees by a shoivech that a sulam shel shoivech you can. Hi, it should have said, moilichin es asulam meshovech l'shovech. It says you can move the sulam from shovech l'shovech. If we're talking about a sulam shel aliyah, it should say molichin es asulam li shovech mi boile. Right? In other words, like this. If it's a ladder of the shovech, of a dovecot, it's correctly saying we move it from one shovech to another shovech. Because why is it by the first shovech? It's by the first shovech because it's a ladder belonging to a shovech. But if it was a sulam, if it was a ladder of an attic, it should say, and that's what they're arguing about, it should say, the sulam what? Li shovech. Because what's its starting point? Where do you leave the ladder of the roof? You don't leave it by the dovecote. You leave it where? In the garage or something. You don't leave it by a dovecote. So if it was talking about a sulam shel aliyah, which you normally use for an attic, it should say, li shovech. I'll give you an example. I have a ladder in my study, and the ladder is exclusive for Svarim. So I move it from one column to another column. That's how we know it's about the ladder for the Svarim. But if I say I'm bringing it to a column, that means I'm taking the ladder from the garage and bringing it into the study. You understand? So the subtle diuk in the language.
Oh my gosh.
You okay, Jack?
Nobody's going
wrong. Hashem should help you. We're moving the sulam. Mishovech, lishovech tells us we're talking about the sulam of the shovech. Says the Gemara. Then the Gemara doesn't like this so much. Anyway, it says Malichin es sulam and Malichin es sulam lishovech mi bayile. It should have said that. Now the mashmos of the Gemara is also that way. It says El Alav. What are we talking about? Hachi Kamar. This is what the intention of Tanakama is. That we're talking about a sulam that is set aside for shovech. Shall shovech in there? You're allowed to move it. Shall aliyah lo. But if the ladder was coming from the garage because it was set aside for the roof, whether you hold like the Tanakama or Rabbi Yehuda, either way, it is going to be prohibited. And Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the words of the Tanakhama. Okay, so what did the children of Rabbi Chiya think? That they permitted the ladder. The idach, miktoni sulam shel shovech. Does it say the ladder of the shovech in quotes? No. It only says, malichin es sulam me shovech le shovech tani. It only says we move it from one shovech to the other. Va'afilu lekama shovechin. Even to many shovachin, even to many dovecotes. So it could be we're talking about a ladder of an attic, of a roof. Okay. The Gemara is now, that's the end of that, but now the Gemara is going to say what we just said in another way. Whatever you see in Ikad D'Amri, it's going to, right, you have this in the beginning. Subs, you have this many places, the Ikad D'Amri. Whenever you have an Ikad D'Amri, it's the Yeshom. It's another way of saying what we said earlier, sometimes with a halachic nuance, and now you got to pay attention. But traditionally, it starts with a different starting point, yes, meaning very often you have an Ikad D'Amri, and one way of saying it is you have a statement followed by kama rayis, and the Ikad D'Amri is going to be that statement, the opposite statement, and instead of rayis, those cases are brought as kashas. Ika diamri. We have those who say the following. Amr lo, the children say, Hitoi sulam shel aliyah bali adenu. They weren't asking about moving the sulam of an aliyah, the sulam, the ladder of an attic, but rather was talking about tilting it. Vitarnu. And we allowed him to do it. And then they say, Amr lo, tsu'u v'isru mashi tarta. On this, Rabbi Chiya said also aser. So, inu savri mandika aser tanakama kashari rabdosa. They thought in this case what the Tanakhama permitted, actually Reb Dosa, he's the one who comes to allow it. Velohi, that's not true. Man de kashori Tanakhama, ka'asir Rebbe Dosa. What the Tanakhama permitted, Rebbe Dosa really asered. And you have to go back to the way to read it. Back there, Reb Shimon Lazar says you're allowed to move a sulam, shel shovech, from one shovech to another shovech. And Reb Dosa was even being more strict. And Reb Dosa was saying, you can't move the shovech ladder, but you can tilt it. But a ladder of an aliyah, zikr, you can't do anything with. Okay. Now, we're going to start something new, that Beis Shammai says you cannot move a ladder, and Beis Hillel says, but you could tilt it, and Beis Hillel allows you to move it. So it comes out, who's more makel, Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says you can't, Beis Hillel says you can. Who's more makel? Beis Hillel. Good. Now I know you're paying attention, right? So that means Beis Hillel is more makel in the area of Simchas Yomtiv. We are going to have, I think it's 5 questions, that if Beis Hillel is more makel in moving the ladder because of Simchas Yomtiv, and we're going to show you other shitas where Lechora it is the opposite. Alma, let's see, Gabe Simchas Yomtiv, Beis Shammai Lechomru Beis Hillel Lekula. Remember that, underline that. Remember that, underline that. That it comes out according to Beis Shammai, he is Machmir, and Beis Hillel is Mekel.
Is that a Chiddush?
No, that's not a Chiddush, because we're going to have, vis-a-vis Simchas Yomtiv, we're going to have now a series of multiple kashas from the Mishnayos. Basically, it's a review of the Mishnayos of the first parak of Beitza, and we're going to have a full-fledged review right now. Vermin, actually, some's a review, and some's going to be stuff we haven't done yet. Ormin he. Hashoichit chayav of biyomtiv. One who shechs a chaya or an oaf on yomtiv. Beis Shammai ram yachfor v'dekar. You dig with a shovel v'yichas in order to do kisoy adam when it came to that. Ubeis Hillel oimrim lo yishkot. You can't do shechita elam kena yellow offer mucham bivod yom unless you had prepared dirt before yomtiv. So who's more makel in the area of simchas yomtiv there? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Why? Because Beis Shammai permits you to what? He permits you to do kisoy adam. Actually, permits you to shuck the animal. Beis Hillel says, no dirt, no dice. No dirt, no dice. No dirt laying around, you can't do Kisir Adam. So it comes out that Beis Hillel is Machmir in the area of Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai is Mekel. It's Amr of Yochanan. Muchlefes Hashita. If you were a horse, we'd shoot you by now. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlefes Hashita. Switcheroo. Switch around the Shitas. That you have to switch it around. That Beis Shammai is going to be more Mekel when it comes to moving the ladder, and Beis Hillel is going to be Machmir. Because it doesn't make sense for one to be Mekel in one area, one to be Machmir in the other area. He says there are no other differences. So if it's in the area of Simchas Yom Tov, that Beis Hillel is going to be Mekel, Machmir, when it comes to Kisui Adam, so therefore also in the case of the latter, Beis Hillel has to be Machmir. Says the Gemara, and by the way, this is going to be the same Kash and Teretz five different times. Mimai, who says, Dilma, perhaps Adkan Ukamri Beis Shammai Hasan. Maybe only Beis Shammai says this case where he's Mekel when it comes to digging the ashes. Hold on one second, let's finish. Ella Hecha Deika Deker Notes. That's when you have the shovel in the ground. Al Hecha Leka Deker Notes, but you don't have the shovel in the ground. No, Beis Shammai wouldn't be Mekel when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. Vinami Adkan Ukamri Beis Hillel Hacha. Maybe only Beis Hillel is Mekel here when it comes to the case of the latter. Ella Deshocho Mochiachalav. Nobody's going to come to any erroneous conclusions because they're going to see a ladder going from dovecote to dovecote. They know you're not going to come to fix the roof. Right? Aval Hasan, but in the case where there's no shovel in the ground, lo, he wouldn't be Mekel. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll continue with these questions. It's a good idea to chazer because we're going to go boom, boom, boom. Guess what? I may have a bris this morning. Continuing in Shmiras Haloshin, Klal Beis, Sif Yud Beis, we're continuing about, today's a very important thing that people do all the time and they make this mistake. And that is when somebody gets up and gives a drush in shul, it's usher to machleit sonnets about him. And to say like, he has nothing to say, nothing to hear. Can you imagine, right? The rabbi gets up, he prepares a drasha, and we just rip him? That is Lashon Hara Mamish. He says, Uba avonoseinu harabim ra'inu shahar be'anoshim prutim. We see many people do this all the time. Doesn't change. Right? And they don't think there's anything, they're doing anything wrong. Ve'al piadin, this is Lashon Hara Gemura. That because this causes tremendous damage to your friend, because let's say the guy's a darshan, he's going to lose out his parnasa, and he's going to be embarrassed, etc., etc. Even if it's true, it's lashon hara. Now, I will say also, the Chavetz Chaim gives a famous mashal that he calls it like this. One time there was a guy who was off; he had a child who was off the derech, so he brought him to the rav, and whatever the rav said didn't help. So he went back to the rav. He goes, "Why didn't you say help?" He goes, "I'll give you a mashal. The doctor once had a lot of medicine." And he took it and he threw it off the bridge. Because every time in your Shabbat table, when you rip the rabbi's drasha, what do you expect when your kid's off the derech, you bring him to the rabbi? All he thinks is the rabbi's a lo yuslich. So it doesn't help to be late and to rip on the rabbi. So what you could do is, maybe have a private conversation with the Rav. Speak to him. Tell him this is the way to say it better, etc., etc. And if you do that, you fulfill the mitzvah of the hakl recha kamocha. Okay? Under no circumstance you let a rip a Rav publicly, even if the Rav's made this mistake publicly in front of three people, it's never good, etc. Now, that's halacha number one he points out today. Now, let's say also, if a person reveals something about his business in front of three people, so there also you can't reveal it to other people, because l'chaira, if you have a business strategy that you're going to use and you reveal it to three people, okay, you're telling them maybe to learn something. And if they go tell somebody else, you know who's going to lose out. The guy's going to lose out on his parnasa. So be very, very careful in terms of spreading, talking about somebody else's parnasa. Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow we continue Amir Tashem with Klal Gimel moving along in Shmiras HaLashon. Zayge Zutenstein.